Welcome to Affirmation Nation. My mission is to empower you by empowering me. By sharing with you the trials, tribulations, and triumphs of my own life, I believe that we will be able to better relate to one another. By sharing with you the tools, techniques, practices, and people I encounter on my spiritual journey, past and present, I offer you the opportunity to learn through me. It is my belief that we are all one people, that our individual struggles are but the struggle of the many, with different specifics. Further, it is my mission to move out of the shadow of fear, insecurity, and stagnation, and step into the energy of invincibility that is love, abundance, and joy. I vow to foster a practice of radical outjoy and ecstatic honesty. I adhere to the operating principle that as with flatulence, so too with negative thoughts, emotions, and feelings, there's more room on the outside than on the inside. Hello, everybody. This is Affirmation Nation. I remain Bob Duca. Before I introduce my guest, I just wanted to speak with you a little bit about my process. I have been very actively involved in a small online movement called There's No Such Thing as Coincidence. Now, what this is just what I said. It's the belief that everything happens for a reason, everything is meaningful, and it's based on a dramatic misinterpretation of the I Ching. Now, what that means is that I find meaning in any and everything in my life. I just make that choice. Every day, I wake up and I say, today, it all means everything. Now, that puts a dramatic weight on every moment of every day, and sometimes there's some pressure there. But in the end, it makes things vibrant and meaningful. At this point, I should probably point out that I am recording this from my single-room occupancy apartment on a mobile unit. And my neighbor's dog bullied her way in to my apartment. My guest is here. We're both a little scared.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we are going to get through this.
The dog is...
Because, you know what? This has meaning.
He's staring. He's an intense animal.
It's a very intense animal. Yeah. And believe me.
Now, am I wrong? He's close to us right now.
He's very close to us. He's very close to us.
Yeah.
And I'm a person who repels small children and animals.
So this
many
means,
mystics
yeah.
have told me that this is a problem. This is, says something about myself.
Yeah.
But other people who I choose to believe more say, don't be so hard on yourself, Bob.
And this dog is staring at you, and we don't know this could be a violent animal.
It's most definitely a violent animal.
Oh, it is a violent.
It's
you know it is.
It's the neighbor's dog, yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can just hear this. You can just hear this.
I don't know if you'll pick it up. Oh, okay. You're putting the microphone in its face, and it's licking it. It likes... That's what it wanted. It wanted its time to speak.
I mean, at this point, I'll do whatever this thing wants. Because I am scared. Now, to go through my... get back to what I was talking about, even this must be happening for a reason. Okay? Now,
yeah,
this principle of anything, everything is meaningful, and there's no such thing as coincidences, I found out about it online.
Right.
And what it means is that I see this thing, and then I grab the nearest printed...
Okay, you're grabbing just a...
Something, okay? Yeah, this is where the misinterpretation of the I Ching comes in.
And it's on purpose a misinterpretation?
Well, No. It's kind of like, you know how the invention of LSD was an accident?
Right, it was supposed to be something else, and then they... Yeah.
Yes, somebody based this movement on... young girls having a slumber party, and they misunderstood the I Ching.
But that spawned a movement.
That spawned a movement. And what it is you take whatever printed material is closest by, you open it up to whatever random page.
Okay.
Okay. And then you create meaning based on what you read.
Okay.
So right now, I'm trying to do a show. Right. I'm scared because...
The dog is...
A neighbor's dog has
hovering.
Bullied his way in.
Yeah.
And is making threatening facial gestures. So I have what... Here, this
and
is
it looks
the,
fast. The dog looks powerful.
Oh, it's a very swift creature.
You've
There's
seen
no
it
doubt
in action?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
And we're
that dog lives off of mice and low-flying pigeons.
That's not common.
Not at all.
Then this is... And I love your place, so don't take this negatively.
Is it? I know it's a 7x15.
It's a little
room.
Cramped.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need to come clean and tell you that I do urinate in the sink because I'm scared to go to the communal bathroom at night.
That doesn't bother me. I think that urine is sanitary and it has a bad name for no reason.
Let me just introduce our guest. This speaking is Donald Nils.
Hello.
And I'm going to explain how he came on the show in due time because it relates to what I'm talking about.
But you have to finish your process.
That's right.
Okay.
So the everything is meaningful. There's no such thing as coincidence. I grabbed the nearest printed material, which happens to be a publication called the LA Weekly. That's the LA Weekly.
And what is that?
I think it's a weekly publication about LA.
Okay.
So I opened up to a random page here, and what it is this looks like a page of musical ads, okay? And the first thing that I look at, it's for a club called the House of Blues. It's for a project called Which One's Pink. It says performing Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety. I guess that's a Pink Floyd cover band. Now, how does that relate to what's going on here?
Okay.
Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, makes me think of cheap marijuana in junior high and being in over your head and being scared. And that's what's going on right now.
That's what's going on right now. The dog is meant to make you face your fears.
I think that's right.
That's right.
I think that's right, Donald. So anyway, we'll be talking more about this movement, but this is how.
I don't mean to put you on the spot. Do you believe in Chinese astrology?
If it benefits me, I do.
Now, I forget what animal this year is, but I know that dog is one of the animals in the Chinese zodiac, and I wonder, is this either the year of the dog, or if it's not, does it mean that your year is year of the dog, regardless of what the...
And I'm ashamed that I don't know what my year is.
I know that there's a dragon. Cool people are always born in the year of the dragon. Horse.
Uh-huh.
I think there's a rat.
And what I like about the Chinese astrology is they're open to a lot of different things. They have rats on there.
They don't just stick to glamorous posit. Like in the West, you could never get a rat in the zodiac.
I guess you could say the crab, the cancer, is the rattiest thing that we include.
But every time they draw the crab, it always looks very noble and like in control. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Chinese don't care at all. Oh yeah, rabbit is one of them. Goat.
Now, what is this year?
Let's see.
Of the goat. I think it's year of the goat. That's what it is.
It is year of the goat.
Year of the goat / sheep. Okay.
Well, I guess you get to pick.
Uh-huh.
So
now I'm going to read something into this.
Okay.
Sheep. I follow trends aimlessly like a sheep.
There you go.
And here we have a dog, which is related to the wolf. A wolf in sheep's clothing. He's also a follower.
While he's following you, he is a sheep. He's come here to find his inner sheep.
Right.
Or he's a wolf waiting to devour you.
Devour me.
That's
completely.
Right.
I want to talk to you about how I met Donald Nils. I've been very into this, finding meaning in any and every situation. Frequent viewers will know that I'm riddled with ailments and that my body is literally falling apart. Now, to hold it together, I visit several pharmacies, and my very favorite is CVS. I don't know what CVS stands for, but I've been a loyal customer for years.
I'm going to guess that it's Colombian Vision Supreme.
Vision? I'm going to guess V is value somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's probably right. Maybe it's consumer value.
Consumer value service. Seasons.
Consumer values and service. I should know.
Go for it. Well, anyway, I love to stay updated on the new products. So I go there a lot. Also, it's air conditioned. If anybody hassles me, I say I'm there to check my blood pressure or I'm waiting to fulfill a prescription. Basically, it's a place indoors where I can go and hang out. Well, I was doing just that, looking at some of the dental floss, frankly. I was checking out the personal care item. And Donald noticed that I seemed sort of lost. We started up a conversation.
Right, and I work there.
He works there, yes. I'm sorry.
I'm currently the assistant manager of the night shift.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yep.
After how many years of working there?
Oh, let me see. Seven.
7 years.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. Would you guess in a million years that by going to check out a place that stocks product for your ailments that you might meet somebody who you are a kindred soul spirit with, what I'm getting at is that Donald is very into the New Age and the self-healing movement.
That's right.
But you would not guess that. No. This is where two worlds collided for me, okay? And I find deep, deep, deep meaning in this. Because while in the geriatric section of CVS,
right,
which is half the store.
Right. And it was confusing that you were there at first, and then I saw that those,
but then you get to know me,
those
and
products
all
applied very
sense.
Well. Yep.
Absolutely. I was checking out bunion creams, dental floss, and a universal salve. We started up this conversation, and I mentioned that I had a hurt back. I was looking at some icy hot patches, telling him that I can get them much cheaper at the 99-cent store, and I admit I got aggressive.
You were in my face about it.
I did get you
were
in my face.
You were definitely looking for a deal, and you were upset.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't hear you because all I heard was lower back pain, and I said, hey, mister.
And here's what happened. Donald plopped on his back and stuck his feet up in the air.
Yep.
Now, before you think that he was submitting to me in some sort of primal men's retreat, wolf-like fashion, no. That's Donald, right. It turns out, is an acrosage.
Thank you.
What is an acrosage? Well, it's a person who does massage. They lay on their back and they suspend you by holding you on their feet. You put your pelvis in their feet and you hang upside down, relieving all the pressure of your neck and your back.
Well, you let your body's own leverage heals itself.
Your body's own leverage.
Your hips become the fulcrum.
Heals itself.
That's the pivot, and then your body heals itself. Yep. And your body heals itself.
And your body heals itself. Am I understanding that right?
That's exactly right. Your hips become the pivot. Use your body's leverage. Your hips become the pivot. Your body heals itself. That's right.
Wow. And now I had heard about this, but I had never been able to do it because usually it's attractive hippie type women that get this thing done.
Yep.
And frankly, I keep too many things in my pockets most of the time.
That's right.
But Donald insisted this wasn't a problem. He had me empty my pockets.
Mm-hmm.
9 minutes later, I did. I was done doing so.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something.
There was a lot.
There was a, well, sure. I'm trying to keep a spirit of whimsy in my life, so I collect a lot of things. I have a dried up bullfrog.
Yeah, that was
interesting. I have a glass doorknob. I have a penny that was put on the railroad tracks.
And flattened. Those look beautiful.
Flattened
you had
pennies.
Half a slinky, and therefore inoperational.
Right.
You had a spool of puce thread.
That's right.
Bright puce.
I try to keep both of my pockets looking like the tree in To Kill a Mockingbird.
You had a, it looked like a bingo card.
That was sort of folded up. Significance to me.
Yeah. And then and you had a trifold wallet that was empty of anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But to me, that represents potential. But anyway, I got onto Donald's feet, and I hung upside down.
Yep.
I screamed out in pain, didn't I?
Yes, it was a rough beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But that's part of it. Who knows how long that had been waiting in there to be released? I mean, boy, oh boy, that was like letting a Ford out of the garage.
That's right. I found an Acrosage website, and I just want to read this so that people who don't know what this thing is might gain an understanding. Okay. The website is acrosage.org.
Yep.
Which I'm thrilled to find out that they are government subsidized.
Well,
I think that's fantastic.
You don't want the .coms.
No.
Because who knows whose pockets they're in. You want an unbiased source.
Big pockets. That's whose pockets they're in. So
that's
here
right.
we go. Acrosage is a transformational inverted meditation and massage technique in which one is literally suspended upside down on the hands and feet of the therapist. Oh, neat. Now you're an actual therapist. As one is gently guided through the simple inverted postures, one experiences a weightless, floating sensation, check, and easily becomes aware of any tensions they may be holding in their body. Check.
Yeah, you became real aware of that.
Mm-hmm. I defecated. With guided imagery and conscious breathing techniques, one is able to let go of these tension effortlessly, allowing more life force to circulate through the entire body. I also urinated.
Yeah.
After 30 years of practice and refinement, oh, well, this is an advertisement for the specific
Yeah, well, that's
guy.
Just,
but anyway,
gotta pay
you understand what I'm saying. It is profound.
Yeah.
So thus, when I went in to go and find a big Western medicine remedy to some
that's
ailment
right.
that I had, I found a connection with an Eastern-based remedy.
Yeah.
In a place I wouldn't have expected, and I struck up this friendship, and I invited Donald to come here, and that's why he is my guest. I told you I'd get to it, and I did.
Thank you, Bob. I'm happy to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about how you found AcroSage, or how it found you.
Well, I was dating a young lady in my youth. Yep, thank you very much. Her name was Donna.
Okay, the dog has returned.
Oh, the dog is right up on me.
That's right.
Wow, this is
It is attentive. Laughing out of fear.
It's attentive.
Of course.
Yep, and it's focused on me. And I'm just gonna, if you don't mind, if I just stay.
I'm counting three bloody mice tails in that dog's mouth.
Yeah, this is really resourceful animal, and it doesn't seem hungry, but it's
not still
hunting, which means it's just doing it out of.
And I have to
vengeance.
Say, you'd think this would be cute, but this dog is wearing one dog-sized boxing glove. And it is frightening.
That sounds adorable, but it looks...
That's right.
It looks more capable than frightening.
Exactly.
I mean, more than adorable.
Right.
I met a young lady named Donna. She was adorable. She was into yoga. And she was a masseuse, a standard masseuse. She worked...
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Well, what
Did
can
you
I say?
Did you say a standard masseuse?
That's right. That's
Buddy,
right.
In my book, ain't no such thing, girlfriend.
Well, what I mean by that is a more, like, she...
Conventional.
She table masseuse.
Uh-huh.
And she worked at a spa for upscale clients.
Mm-hmm. And I get, you know, if I can make another analogy, standard massage is kind of easy listening, and AcroSage is like space jazz.
That's right.
It's like Sun Ra.
And I challenged her for being too. Unambitious in her masseuse strategies, and she was like, you know, to her, I mean, I put her on the defensive.
Right.
She's like, this is just a job. I don't care.
She's like, hey, I stopped at Swedish.
Yeah.
And you're like, what about shiatsu?
Yeah.
What about pressure point?
Yeah. What about Kazakhstanian?
Uh-huh.
What about Tibetan stone soothing?
Yeah, hot stones.
Yeah, let's get some hot stones working on here.
But she didn't want to hear it. It sounded like she was stuck in the old ways.
Well, I hit a sore spot with her, and she ended the relationship almost immediately.
Well,
there were other issues too. I don't mean to totally throw her under the bus. I was breaking into fits at that time. Epileptic.
It happens to everybody.
Yeah,
everybody.
There weren't true epilepsy. It was voluntary
fits.
Epileptic fits. I was nervous and expressed it through as a voluntary epileptic fit.
Sure.
I don't have epilepsy. According
Everything's a choice. Absolutely.
And so, but then I was intrigued. It's like, well, let me learn more about this masseuse. But I don't want to learn. I'm not interested. I've never been a guy who listens to Billy Joel.
Right.
I want to go bigger.
Uh-huh.
And so I just, I wandered into a Unitarian church in Hartford, Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And I just started asking around for techniques of massage. One thing led to another, and I learned about acro massage.
And I just want to point out that a Unitarian church,
that's
is that
right.
where you went?
That's right.
That is a great resource for just about anything.
I have always found for any non-Western traditions, if you walk into a Unitarian church during a service, during the week, and just grab the first person you see and ask them, either they'll know or they'll know who knows.
Yes. A Unitarian church is basically a living, free New Age newspaper.
It's like a Craigslist, but made of people and not not crazy digital 10 psychopaths.
Bits and bytes.
Yeah, whatever.
Bits and bytes. Let's take just a short break for an ad, and I do apologize that we do have to use advertisement.
No need to apologize. It's meant to happen.
I want to hear more about how you got into AcroSage, and you lead some interesting movement. I don't want to call them workshops. They're experiences.
Yeah.
Okay, the dog is getting angry. We're going to take a break. And we are back with CVS assistant manager. Is that right?
That's correct.
And AcroSage and friend of Bob Duca, Donald Nils. Donald, you were telling us about how you got involved with this. You dated a woman.
Yeah, and she was a standard masseuse, and I was interested in more cutting-edge experimental massage
You wanted
work.
To push it.
I wanted to push it, and it ended the relationship, and I was like, well, that's meant to end, and I have a new relationship now with this art and science of massage. I walked into a Unitarian church in Hartford, Connecticut. I grabbed the first person I saw and said, tell me about massage. They said, I'm not the person to talk to, but why don't you go talk to Ralph?
Okay.
I went and talked to Ralph. He knew about also standard massage, but in a sliding scale clinic.
Uh huh.
So you're gonna get a more interesting variety of clients in your sliding scale clinic.
The sliding scale.
If you go to upscale spas, all you're gonna get are your like stockbrokers, your investment guys. Mm. You know, you don't want these people with closed minds from who knows how far back.
Right.
But there are sliding scale massage clinics where you pay what you can.
Yep.
Honor system,
folks. And let me tell you, you get what you pay for.
That's true. That's true. You give $5, you get a $5 massage.
That's right.
But that also means that the masseuses there have a wider range of expertise to apply. Right. They have a wider range of techniques.
And I don't want to imply that $5. If you work hard for that $5, that massage feels good.
That's right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the bottom line is that somebody's touching me.
That happens in all cases.
Right? That's all I care about. All you care about.
Then you're going to get what you want at almost any massage clinic.
Human contact. You have to do it.
They're required.
You. Yep.
That's right. You paid
like
and they
coffee
have to.
Shop. You got
to
talk to me.
People is that
work
true?
At a coffee shop. That's how I feel. You got to hang out and talk to me. I just bought some coffee.
I mean, it's not about the profits. It's not enough money changing hands in a coffee shop. It's
my
gotta
trick
be about
is I just keep talking about, you know, things work related. How do you guys brew this and how much is this and stuff like that?
Oh,
and
look
before
at the,
you know it. I've snaked a 20-minute conversation.
Good for you.
Uh-huh.
And they probably enjoyed it. You know, you're giving them a chance to practice talking about their wares.
Not my issue. But
so I'm here at a sliding scale massage clinic in East Hartford, Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
I'm meeting all kinds of interesting people.
So you were going all over Hartford at this time. Is that
right? Yeah, I was in West Hartford. I was in East Hartford, Central Hartford.
I'm a rambling man.
Yeah, that's right.
Sing this song about traveling with your feet.
Oh, yeah. I was on the bus.
Uh-huh.
I took a bike. Anyway, I'm in the sliding scale clinic. And there they didn't practice acro massage most of the time, but one man, and the oldest man there, which I believe he was 32,
uh-huh.
knew about acro massage.
Okay.
And I said, I'm not an expert. I just jumped in the air and I said, catch me. And I just said, this is it.
Oh, I got to try that.
Yeah. Well, he didn't.
Oh.
But not on him. I gave him very little warning.
Right.
But then he said, try it again and I'll be ready. And then he leveled me.
No kidding.
Yeah. Which that's when they balance you so perfectly that you rest completely horizontally with no effort.
With no effort?
The feet are placed on the hips in such a way that they support your entire...
The feet are placed on the hips in such a way...
That your body can remain completely horizontal. And you feel like you're laying on a picnic table.
You feel like you're laying on a picnic table. Do I have that right?
You got that exactly right. Yeah, you said it as I said it. Yeah.
That's fantastic. So that got you started.
Yep, and then I started...
Your first taste was free, and then...
And then I was hooked.
That's right.
And that was it. Then I wanted literature. There's not a lot of printed material. It's mostly an oral tradition.
It is.
It's just like you find a master and you apprentice.
Uh-huh.
And they teach it to you directly.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would imagine that there's a lot of opportunity for people to be taken advantage of in a situation like that.
Oh, yeah.
There's zero credentials. There's not many societies.
It's all word of mouth.
So you just have to trust the guy that says, hey, I'm going to lay on my back.
I know what I'm doing.
And you're going to put your crotch on my feet.
That's right. It's a lot of trust. But I'd say you can tell when you are in the feet of a capable person or of a quack.
Mm-hmm.
You know right away.
Right.
And if you're on someone who doesn't know what they're doing, you just have to get through it. It's just like an awkward conversation. You can't call them out.
Right.
These people get aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you're upside down.
They have you completely vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
So you just have to wait it out.
Right.
And it's happened to me sometimes. I'll be hung upside down for like 40, 50... Oof. Hours.
Wow. Sometimes. Wow. Now that's a person with strong legs.
Yeah. It's there for a while.
Donald, I want to shift gears and talk about your other life.
Thank you.
Now, in addition to being an acro sage, you go the completely other way and you lead Barefoot Boogies. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, Barefoot Boogies.
Sort of like non...
Non-judgmental, non-denominational dance experiences.
Dance experiences. Now, these are places, these aren't clubs, these aren't...
Right. We take the sex out.
Uh-huh.
This isn't about mating or dominating each other.
Dance
this isn't
nothing
about...
to do with mating rituals or
trying to
sensuality.
Win. Yeah, right. Or trying to say who's the most attractive
right.
or who can dance in the most you know, way that indicates they're ready to mate.
Uh-huh.
We take all that out, and it's just about the joy of your body and music.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we turn the lights out.
Right.
Well, take your shoes off.
Of course.
And your socks. Your feet can feel the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
We turn the speakers down so the music vibrates the floor.
Ooh.
Goes right up through the feet.
Uh-huh.
Turn the lights out. Blackout curtains on the windows.
Uh-huh.
We have a...
So it's not about how do I look?
That's
how
right. Do they look? You don't have to be self-conscious.
How does my body feel right now?
That's right. I mean, if you've ever like tried to be in a dance class or as I have, where there's mirrors on the wall, all you do is look in the reflection. You worry about
right.
how you're looking. It really holds you up.
Uh-huh.
In the CVS, you'll notice that we have the one mirror.
Oh, yeah.
And I that's usually, I cover that up.
You, oh.
I open up a pack of legs.
I thought a Jew had died.
It looks like a Jewish ritual.
Yeah.
That you cover the mirrors.
You cover the mirror.
Yeah.
I think that might be. But anyway, yeah.
I crack open
and I'm so sorry. Speaking of CVS, you know, when I was there the other day, uh-huh. I was checking out that Vogel Bronchien herbal cough expectorant.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You think you could cut me a deal on that?
I might be able to. They tend to keep me away from...
When does that stuff turn? Because I could just... I don't mind hitting that dumpster.
It probably lasts for a while.
You don't know when you dump it out?
I haven't... I'll try to keep an eye on it.
Okay.
They kind of keep me away from the medications.
No.
But I'll keep in... I'll definitely...
Okay.
I'll take a look.
Okay.
Yeah, you come
no,
in there.
You're right. Yeah. This isn't about me. So we're at these Barefoot Boogies. What do you call them? Body Jam?
Body Jam.
Body Jam.
And that's just... And let's just all connect with our bodies.
So that must be kind of tough because you put these things on. You're the sort of leader of them.
That's right. I organize them, yeah.
Wow. Now, that's a lot of power, a lot of responsibility.
You can't get corrupted.
It must be tempting. I mean, there must be people, women who are vulnerable and come to you and look up to you as
not,
a sort of a...
Not a ton of women have gone.
Oh.
I would assume, and the lights are out, I assume that the few who come are interested, and I am aware of that power,
uh-huh.
and I don't want to me, I want the experience to be good, so I can't become corrupted.
And I want to point out that Donald is a very attractive man. I'd say you're in your late 40s.
That's right.
And he has a gloriously, I want to say your hair is long. You are bald, but your hair, you have hair in the back that
yeah.
is very long.
It's full of life.
Uh-huh.
I'm letting God do what he wants with
that.
He's
got a deeply cut muscle shirt.
Thank you.
That just says "Let Go" on it. And are these are some sort of puffy ethnic pants that you're wearing?
Yeah.
Like Guatemalan print or African?
I got these from a girl who said she used to vacation in Belize.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I don't want to imply that I dated the girl. It was a yard sale.
Oh.
And she sold them to me.
To me, that counts.
And and this is and I have some sandals.
Uh huh.
How
about that Robitussin?
How's that?
That Robitussin.
The stuff at CVS.
Does that? Do they ever do like halvesies on that? You know.
I mean, there's coupons. I think.
Yeah. Never mind. You know, I
might be able to come by on Friday mornings.
Oh yeah.
That's when my manager is not the end early morning.
The early morning.
Because I work from midnight to 7.
Okay.
So get there like at 6:30.
All right.
And I'll see what I can do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I can't make any promises. But
of course not.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course not.
But come on by and I'll see. The Robitussin, you said.
Well, yeah. I mean, I would take anything, but I, you know.
Sure.
Sorry.
I don't want to corrupt the body jams.
Right.
This is a place to feel. This is a place to... not have sexual tyranny. So I assume right. the few women who go are attracted to me.
Uh-huh.
I assume. But I don't want it to be about that.
Right.
I want this to be a place where you get up in the morning, you get on the bus to work, you feel people looking at you in a judgmental way, you look at yourself in a judgmental way. You know what? I just need to be happy. I got a jam.
Right.
But I don't want to go to a club.
I like that, you know, because I am deeply ashamed of my body.
Really?
And you've invited me to the body jams a couple of times. The fact that you have blackout curtains is troubling to me only because
uh-huh.
I wear a lot of Vicks VapoRub. I wear a lot of
yeah.
very eucalyptus-y pungent ointments, and I know that this is a problem for some people.
It, because you're in the dark, mm-hmm. and so your brain automatically pays a lot more attention to the other senses.
Yes.
So people are gonna, they're really gonna notice that.
Yes, I've worn flammable amounts of Vicks Vapor Rub,
and that's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Every ounce of it is sucked up hungrily into my body.
And that's what I'm smelling now.
Oh, sure.
I assumed you had some sort of like candles or some sort of aromatherapy going.
Most people think they're getting emotional when they're around me, but it's just the very strong fumes of the ointments that I wear.
Their eyes water.
Mm-hmm.
Eucalyptus is a great scent.
Oh, I'm such a powerful ancient.
If you'll come by, what I can do is I can set up some candles.
Okay.
Oh, no, I can't because the light. All right. Well,
yeah.
I could burn some candles before and extinguish them at the beginning of the body jam, and then I'll mask your scent.
Or
I'm trying to get a critical
mass
of people.
Let me just throw this out there. You could give me a sponge bath right before the thing starts.
Hmm. To clean you up?
To clean me up.
It's not normally. There is a type of masseuse that is sponge.
Mm-hmm.
I am not currently an expert in that.
Right.
If I could do it with my feet, what I'll do is I'll put the sponges on my feet.
Sure.
Hoist you up there.
Okay.
And then just kind of like let you slide off.
Right.
Onto the floor.
So it sounds like we'll have to do it a couple of times.
It'll take a couple times.
I'm game.
All right. If we do that, then I feel that I can get you clean.
It would just be fun to be included. You know?
Well, we could really use you because I'm trying to get a critical. I think you need 10 people to body jam.
Is that right?
To really have it work. And I've been running it with less.
Yeah. So what would you say you've had just sort of like a body riff?
It's probably just more of a riff at this point or a vamp.
A body vamp?
Yeah. It's not up to a jam. They've reached jam levels. I had 20 people once.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I went out, there was a school bus full of people going to a casino.
Uh-huh.
And I just flyered them.
Right.
And they just came right in. They had a great time.
Yeah. I usually make a lot of friends at casino buses because they don't speak English most of the time, and they don't know that they're being my friend.
And I see that they're low energy. They're not very confrontational.
Mm-hmm.
They're open.
Yes, yes. Speaking of open, we're going to open this up to another quick break for another quick ad, and we will be right back with more of my friend Donald Nettles. And we are back.
I want to say one more thing about the body jam.
Yeah, of course.
If I could. I don't mean to cut you off. Did you?
Plug it. Please plug it.
Well, we have. So I do the body jam Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Uh-huh.
It's in the basement of a Methodist church. I'm trying to get in the Unitarian church.
Oh, yeah.
But they have another blackout dance called No Lights, No Lycra.
Oh.
Which is very popular.
Uh-huh.
It's mostly young girls.
Right.
Just like young guys from the neighborhood.
Right.
I can't get it. I'm trying to become.
That's the pinnacle.
That is the gig
but
to
you
get.
But you know what I heard? And I don't mean to be telling tales out of school.
Sure, yeah.
But the no lights thing, that's a lot of those do that, so there's no judgment. You know how they got to no lycra?
No.
Yeast infections.
Oh, my God, really?
Yep. There's a lot of young girls getting.
I've heard that, too.
YEs.
Yeah, so therefore.
Or YIs.
Therefore,
yeah.
Stay away from the lycra.
They called them yees.
Really?
Uh-huh. There's a lot of derogatory teasing.
It's terrible,
going on.
Isn't it? It's terrible.
Just awful. Just
pejoratives,
awful. But I do hope you get in there because
I think
you deserve it.
I just want to be. I'd like to be an assistant producer, or maybe I can help. You know, I'll bring my iPod.
I just want to go to meetings. I just want to help organize things.
I just like to be involved.
Uh huh.
Well, they have.
I just want to be included. I'll say it again.
They just have a line of people out the door to help with that thing, so I can't get doubly curse me. The Unitarian Church is therefore occupied. I'm in a Methodist church.
Right.
It's okay. I don't mean to speak badly about the Methodist church.
Right.
But it's a little austere.
Yeah, let's be honest. They're like two steps away from a rattlesnake church.
Okay, you said it.
Right?
Yeah, that's what it's like. So, but I'll take what I can get. And they let me run my body jam. Tuesdays and Thursdays. But the last Thursday of every month is a special edition to the body jam where it's full contact.
Full contact
body jam. Full contact body jam. You start. Everyone starts leaning against each other. You're trying to have as much of your skin touch each other or your clothes at all times.
Right.
It's all body contact. And this is from an AcroSage principle of surface area.
Surface area.
The reason AcroSage, you use your feet instead of your hands, your feet are bigger. More contact at once equals a more satisfying massage.
Right.
In addition to letting the body's weight and leverage do the healing for you. You get to touch more at once.
Is there anything where like two acro sages will lay, like you make a sandwich if it's about full contact?
Yes.
So let's say you were one masseuse.
Yes.
I was the client. You lay down. I get on top of you. Then another massage therapist gets on top of me.
Stands on you.
Well, I would say the whole body if we want to cover it, because then they're like one plank. Giant foot.
I haven't thought about that.
Right?
That's a great idea.
Sandwich. Yeah, whole sandwich.
Like, that would be good.
Sandwich.
Yeah, your body would be like a giant foot.
Sandwich.
Sandwich. I'll have to try that. Sounds ambitious. I would definitely want someone who's experienced before I...
Sure, but
you
know what?
The amount of like...
It's just like big wave surfing. Somebody's got to take that leap.
We'll have to try it out.
Hey, quick question.
Sure.
The Aiden's sundials, adjustable instant prescription sunglasses.
Sure.
I might, Bob.
I don't know. Come in Friday mornings. I'll see what I can do. I could probably get a 2-for-1, maybe. I'll see if...
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know why you'd want two of those. I'll see if I can...
Why? Because my pupils are too wide. Everything. All right. Now, I have migraines constantly.
Let me see that. Oh, yeah. Look at those.
Yeah.
Those are very wide.
Uh-huh.
Your pupils are almost filling up the iris.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks a little alien.
I got surprised when I was in my 20s and I strained my pupils.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, acromassage can sometimes help with that. It's actually helped a lot of pupil adjustment.
I'm ready. I'm ready to take more of a plunge.
Now, you know I don't have many clients.
Correct.
But I did have one, and his pupils were like, I mean, they were like a pinprick.
Really?
This guy looked like a wolf running into the sun.
Uh-huh.
And he had something similar to you. He had, and I think it was some sort of emotional.
That.
You don't think it was the same experience as you?
Well, actually, I have so many things maybe he had.
Maybe a different one.
Right. It's just that
if you were scared,
I pride myself on being more ill than anyone.
I didn't mean to step to you in that regard.
It's, you know, it's very Western of me to try to hang my identity on that.
There you go.
But
very competitive.
I do.
But you do, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, this guy came to me with pinpricks of pupils, and I was like, let's see if acromassage does it. And I hung him upside down for a little while and really worked it, and he dozed off, and I just kept going. And when he got down there, his pupils were about 10% wider.
Interesting.
It did something.
So I'm just going to make this claim right now that if you become an AcroSage client of Donald Nils, your pupil diameter will increase by 10% guaranteed.
Guaranteed. I'll stand by that.
Now, I wanted to just reintroduce this idea that I was talking about at the top of the show. The refusal of coincidences movement, the misinterpretation of the I Ching, because I just brought up the idea of clinging to an identity, clinging to being
the most ill person,
right? Now, mm-hmm. This is something that I've been trying to get over. I've been trying to detach from the self.
Mm.
Now, I just want to show how well this whole program works. I'm going to grab the second nearest piece of literature that I have.
I see him.
It's called Be Active. Huh. It's from the American Parkinson's Disease Association.
Wow.
It says an exercise program for people with Parkinson's disease. I'm going to open this up and look for a solution to this idea of clinging to self, of competitiveness.
Right, of trying to be number one.
Oh, look what this says.
Okay.
I'm just going to point to a random. It says, break the activity down into parts.
Mm.
Think about each part and then go from one part to the next. For example, bend your knees first.
Okay.
Look and reach in the direction you are rolling and then turn over.
All right.
So if I do that.
All right. Break it down into parts.
I bend my knees first.
Okay, you're doing it. Wow.
I have to submit. I have to bend my knees.
Okay.
And submit to the fact that I am clinging to this self.
You have to admit it.
I look and I reach in the direction I'm rolling.
Now, Bob, can I ask you something before you do it?
What?
Are these all knees on your legs here? Are these all knees? I see. This
not
is like
all
a
of them.
Cyst of some kind.
Yes, yes.
I understand.
Yes, yes.
God, boy, doesn't it look just like a knee?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah. This is your knee. Wait, no.
No.
Is this... Okay. Wow, there's just a lot of... Is this a fistula? What is this? This looks
I got some fistulas. I've got some fatty deposits. I've got some benign cysts.
Just looking at your legs, I would assume your knee is here.
Right.
That's not your knee.
Right. A lot of times, my legs look like a you know, like when a kid makes a tries to make a scary dummy for Halloween, and they'll just take like their dad's pants and shove socks in them and stuff like that.
But then the bottom of it is all not filled out.
That's what my legs look
like. They do look like that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, optimistically, you look like the mythical creature Pan.
That's one way of...
You know, with the bottom half, he's got like donkey legs.
I've been told I look like a skinny Jabba the Hutt, too.
That's a compliment.
Uh-huh.
Because I'd say his weight is his biggest problem.
That franchise is generationally sound.
Yeah, it's appealing to all generations. And if Jabba lost weight, that's a good-looking guy.
That's right. Then he'd have... Princess Leia would have stayed with him willingly.
Hey, you said it.
Okay, now I'm going to get back to this. So I bend my knees. I submit to this idea of, hey, I'm weak. I need help with this clinging to the self.
Right.
And then you look and reach in the direction you are rolling. Where am I rolling?
Which implies you're rolling already. That's sneaky.
Right. Rolling. Journey of life. I'm rolling on the journey of life.
That's what you're doing.
Okay. And then turn over a new leaf. It makes perfect sense.
It's got perfect meaning.
It's basically saying, hey, admit you have a problem. Get over it.
Submit.
Keep going
in the direction you're going, but turn over a new leaf while you do it.
Yes.
You are already going in the right direction, but can you do it with a better attitude?
Right. Are there any problems that you're having? Let's try it with you.
Yes. Right now I have a problem where, all right, I really feel embarrassed to admit this.
Hey, judgment-free zone.
I appreciate it. So Lonnie is the name of the manager. And I'm not going to lie about it. I want his job.
Uh-huh.
And I've wanted it since the day I walked in.
Is Lonnie the guy that always chain smokes those cheap cigarettes out front?
Yes.
Yeah. He's got yellow fingernails and a little yellow patch on his mustache.
I'm glad you said it. To me, he looks lupine.
Uh-huh.
So Lonnie's had the job. Lonnie started working there like 4 months ago.
Oh, really?
And he got the manager job a week. 7 years.
Ouch.
Yeah. My pride was stung. That's not all
on
him.
I wish CVS sold soul Band-Aids.
Me too.
I guess that's what friends are for. Keep going.
So Lonnie, I'm angry at him. I have a lot of anger problems with him. And to some degree, he deserves it. He can be petty.
Mm-hmm.
He can be petty. He won't let me
know. You know what? With a name like Lonnie, if you're a man, how could you not be?
Yeah, some of it's on his parents.
That's just Jungian right there.
I'll go to him and I'll have questions and I'll have advice about maybe things he can do better as a manager. And yeah, I'm trying to make a play that I should have his job.
Uh-huh.
But also I'm allowed to ask. And his go-to response is, hey, go stock the magazines. That's like his leave me alone.
Stock the magazines.
Oh,
no, you didn't.
Yeah. And I'll be so mad that what I've done is I've deliberately stocked the magazines badly.
Oh.
I'll put all the Young Miss in one rack and then one Cosmo in front. No one's seeing the Young Miss.
Sometimes we just act out.
And that's not fair to the customers.
Let me tell you something. Hurt people.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
I think that's great.
You lashed out because you were hurt. So what is the question that you want to ask?
How can I control my anger towards Lonnie?
How can Donald control his anger towards
Lonnie? Can I amend it?
Can you what?
Do you think that one's out there? Can I change that question?
One, two, three. Yeah, we have 7 seconds. Go.
How can I let go of my anger towards Lonnie?
How can Donald let go of his anger towards Lonnie? We're opening up to a random page. I'm just going to go to, again, we are at the LA Weekly, which is a rock and roll newspaper. Oh, here we are. I opened up to an ad for the Groundlings, Dead or Alive.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Groundlings. Ground.
So I'm a creature of the earth.
You're an earth creature.
I'm trapped by my emotions. That means like my primal animal self is...
Yes.
I'm immersed in it.
Yes. Like a shrew or a mole or an earthworm.
Yeah, or some kind of...
Dead or alive. You are in between...
I could go either way.
...places. This anger is holding... No, but the question is, how do you let go of it? Oh, you have to stay in a stasis. You have to stay in between two worlds. You have to stay in a purgatory of being angry and expressing anger. So what it sounds like is you should clamp that in and keep that seething anger in.
So bottle it up.
Bottle it up.
Push it down.
Push it way down.
And that's how I'll let go of it eventually.
Mm-hmm. And I need to point out that this movement only works if you do it 100%. So I know this might sound counterintuitive, but you must commit to this.
So I'm going
to
bottle it.
Bottle it.
Push
cram
it.
Cram it.
Cram it.
Bottle it. Shove it down.
Cram it, bottle it, shove it down.
You know what? We did that out of order because you got to bottle it after you shove it down.
Right, that has to be the last step.
Shove it down, bottle it. I like the sound was better the other way, but this makes
but
more sense.
But this makes more logical sense. Cram it, shove it down, bottle it.
Schlemiel. Schlema.
I remember it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try that.
Yeah. Well, Donald, I want to thank you for stopping by.
This is a really lovely place.
Well, thank you. You know, I make do with what I have.
Yeah. So these milk crates, these work as furniture.
They work as everything. They're a couch. They're a bookshelf. They're a dresser drawer.
The plastic gives just enough that when you sit on it, it's actually comfortable.
Uh-huh.
You don't think it's going to be because it looks like this is a tough edge.
Right.
But these milk crates, they're not bad.
Yeah.
It's like a wicker chair.
If you luck out and get an old dairy, you know, like one that's been kind of sun damaged, it gives even more. They're really comfortable.
Distressed.
I apologize about the scary dog.
Yeah, he really hasn't moved.
I don't know how it is that you're going to leave because I believe this creature will be upset.
I might have to stay here after the recording.
I will see you Monday mornings or Friday mornings?
Friday mornings.
Okay.
I'll look into the Robitussin and the glasses.
And the natural one. That would be great.
Okay.
The natural expectorant. Donald Nils, thank you so much. If you want to get in touch with him and find out about Acrosage, you can visit the Body Jam at...
At the John Wesley Methodist Church on Plain Street.
Okay. Or stop by and see him at the pharmacy. I'm just throwing this out there as a friend. Maybe make some complaints about
Lonnie. If you want.
If you want. You don't have to.
Keep your eyes open.
Folks, I am Bob Duker. This continues to be Affirmation Nation. You continue to be my friends, and I could not do this without you. God bless, and carry on.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.